I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.
Willie Nelson, man of Austin, and this is the Science Show in Texas at the AAAS meeting where new instruments were the basis for discovery of pollution just now and next of lost civilizations under the trees of vast forests in Mexico. LIDAR is laser light scanning beneath the canopy and revealing ancient cities on a scale that's almost unbelievable. Chris Fisher is a professor of archaeology at Colorado State University. Were you surprised by the results you're getting from the sky, the sort of things you don't get with photography, the lasers looking down and giving you a kind of 3D structure to see for the first time?
I was definitely surprised the first time we flew LIDAR in Mexico, and I realized that, oh my God, this technology was going to save over a decade of fieldwork. As I realized that we knew so much about the distribution and the kinds of architectural features that we were seeing at Angamuco, our Mexican site, that we needed to excavate to learn more about the dating and how these structures were actually used.
And this was a very large population of people. Was that 100,000 people who'd been living there for all that time before Christopher Columbus and the Spanish turned up?
Right, so this area of the world, like Pátzcuaro Basin, at the time of European contact was the geopolitical core of an empire. It's called the Tarascan or Purépecha Empire. So Mexico, Mesoamerica, was dominated by two empires, the Aztec, which everybody's heard about, and the Purépecha, which practically nobody's heard about. So we knew there was a large population in this area. But what we didn't expect was this city in this place. And Pátzcuaro today is visited by hundreds of tourists. I mean, it's a major tourist destination. It's heavily populated. So you wouldn't expect to find, to be able to document for the first time, a large prehistoric city in this kind of well-traveled area. And that's exactly what we did. And we were also surprised to learn that the city dates to this moment in time before the empires actually formed, and then it seems to be abandoned. We can understand why the empire formed by studying this site.
Just going back, what, 600, 700 years?
Yeah, so we believe that the main period of occupation for the site was between AD 1000 and AD 1350 or so. Then after 1350, this empire is formed, and the site seems to be abandoned, and people move from this site to what becomes the imperial capital and a couple of other cities. And we don't know why that is. And if you ask me that question in 10 years, I might not be able to tell you then.
Are we talking about over 100,000 people or more?
We believe that the population estimate for the city is over 100,000 people.
And what was the city like?
So the city occupies a recent lava flow, geologically speaking. So it's a very rugged landform. Locally, it's called a mal país because it's not suitable for modern agriculture. It was great for pre-Hispanic agriculture. So it is a very rugged, elevated topography with lots of dips and swales and ridges. And people took advantage of that topography to basically build a city out of this space. They brought soil up for agriculture. They modified the terrain to hold, catch water, and release water into various places. They built pyramids and other features in big open areas that they cleared. So it would have been like walking through, I imagine, some sort of urban area with a lot of open spaces, a lot of gardens, a lot of greenery.
Lots of tourists, lots of people from Australia have been to Machu Picchu, which of course is quite a long way away, and been astounded by the sophistication of the technology and the engineering and the agriculture. Are you similarly impressed by what you found there?
Absolutely. And so generally, I think that people underestimate the sophistication of pre-Hispanic technologies. And these were very sophisticated land managers. One example of that is sustainability. You had people in the Maya region, you had people in this region. They were occupying these landscapes for centuries, for a much longer period of time than the United States has even been a country. You know, so their knowledge of the sciences and the way to manipulate these environments and to live in them sustainably was very sophisticated.
I know you can't say why they abandoned the city, but can you guess?
I think there are a couple potential reasons. One is that the later kind of urbanism was a different kind of urbanism, and it was probably associated with a higher degree of social stratification. So greater differences between commoners and elites. And I think that ritually speaking, all of the action was happening at the imperial capital and these other big cities. So, you know, everybody wanted to be where the action was, and they didn't want to be at this place that all of a sudden became kind of a secondary center.
It wasn't the effect of the Spanish.
Was not the effect of the Spanish. Although the Spanish, of course, starting in the 1520s, when the first Spaniards entered this area and earlier, the lake basin experienced a dramatic population decline due to European-introduced disease.
Presumably you have enough material to keep you going for another 20 years just from this one look from the sky?
Absolutely. I mean, this is more than a career's worth of... You could have an army of students out there working in for the next decades and we wouldn't be able to scratch the surface.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chris Fisher, Professor of Archaeology, Colorado State University, launching those findings at AAAS this week.